remembering the victims, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A vigil is scheduled at this hour in the parking lot of the Walmart store in Chesapeake, Virginia, for the six people killed there last night when a shift supervisor opened fire on coworkers.
As soon as my team lead said, all right, guys, you know, we have a light night ahead of us, I looked up and my manager turned around and he just opened fire on everybody in the break room.
Police say the gunman, now identified as Andre Bing, then took his own life. They don't yet know what his motive may have been. President Biden issuing a statement,
calling the attack, quote, another horrific and senseless act of violence. Adding, there are now even more tables across the country that will have empty seats this Thanksgiving, and calling for, quote, greater action on gun reform.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Police in Moscow, Idaho say they still have no suspects in the murders of four students at the University of Idaho, but they have ruled out two roommates, one of the victim's ex-boyfriend, a food truck worker, and the person who gave two of the victims a ride home hours before they were stabbed to death. Fox's Dan Springer reports the lack of answers is leading to frustration in the community.
The public understandably wants justice for the victims, and they want to feel safe. And right now, frankly, they feel neither.
Idaho's Governor Brad Little pledging up to $1 million to fund the investigation. The suspect in last weekend's mass shooting in Colorado Springs has made a court appearance.
Anderson Aldrich appeared before a judge via video link in a wheelchair with visible injuries to their face. The judge ordered them held without bond. Ahead of Aldrich's court appearance, their attorneys notified the court the defendant is non-binary and goes by they-them pronouns. It wasn't clear how that might factor into any bias charges.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Aldrich facing five counts of bias-related murder for the shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub. Stocks broadly higher Monday on suggestions the Fed may slow future interest rate hikes. The Dow gaining 96 points. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Federal health officials suggesting masking up in large gatherings this holiday might be a good idea with continuing and new infection threats.
Health officials right now are seeing a triple threat: COVID, RSV, and the flu. Add the holiday travel into the mix, it's only expected to make things a little bit more challenging. In addition to COVID, RSV, a common respiratory virus, is making the rounds not only in adults, but specifically children, many who play in groups, go to daycare, go to elementary school. Health officials seeing an increase in kids getting RSV this year. Now, hospitals are starting to see a surge in visits as the weather gets colder and more people get sick. What makes this year different than 2020 and 2021, administration officials say they are completely ready to take on the challenges over the next few months.
Fox's David Spunt. The World Health Organization and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control are warning that measles is an imminent threat through every region of the world because immunizations have dropped significantly since the coronavirus pandemic. The WHO says an estimated 40 million children worldwide have missed a measles vaccination. New York City is preparing for tomorrow's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, not scaled back for the first time since the pandemic.
It's the 96th edition of the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, kicking off the holiday season in the Big Apple.
When this parade and the balloons lift off, it's a signal that our city is lifting off.
New York Mayor Eric Adams, the parade starting at 8:45 a.m. Eastern Thursday, 15 minutes earlier than usual to accommodate all of the extra festivities, according to Macy's CEO Jeff Gennett.
We have 8,000 participants, 16 character balloons, 40 novelty and heritage balloons, 28 floats, 1,200 cheerleaders.
Mariah Carey, Dionne Warwick, Gloria Estefan among this year's performers, and of course, a special appearance by Santa Claus himself. In New York, Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.